AI models running entirely in your browser just got scary good. Welcome back to Exploring Next, episode 196. I'm Izoan Boone. We're diving into something that honestly made me rethink how we deploy AI applications.
Yeah, this browser-based inference breakthrough is wild. We're talking about running GPT 3.5 class models locally with zero server calls.
Okay, but why does this matter right now? Like, ChatGPT exists, Claude exists. Why do I care about browser AI?
Three reasons: privacy, latency, and cost. Your sensitive data never leaves your device, responses come back in under 100 milliseconds, and you're not burning API credits.
That latency number caught my attention. Sub 100 milliseconds beats most cloud APIs by what, 300 to 400 milliseconds?
Exactly. And for applications like real-time code completion or live document analysis, that difference is everything.
All right, so how are they actually pulling this off? Because last time I checked, these models were multi-gigabyte files.
WebAssembly is doing the heavy lifting here. They're compiling optimized inference engines that run at near-native speeds in the browser.
Boone, break that down for me. What makes WASM so much better than regular JavaScript for this?
JavaScript is interpreted and dynamically typed. YSM is precompiled bytecode that runs in a sandboxed virtual machine. For matrix operations and neural net inference, you're looking at 10x to 50x performance improvements.
But the model size problem, how are they fitting gigabytes of weights into browser memory?
Quantization is the secret sauce. They're using 4-bit precision instead of 32-bit floats, which cuts model size by about 75% with surprisingly little quality degradation. Plus, they've got this clever streaming architecture where they only load the model layers you need for the current inference pass.
Wait, so it's like lazy loading, but for neural network layers?
Exactly. If you're generating a short response, you might only need to load 30% of the full model into memory.
That's actually brilliant. From a product perspective, this opens up entirely new categories of applications.
What are you thinking?
Healthcare apps that can't send patient data to cloud APIs, financial tools, analyzing sensitive documents, code editors that work offline. Basically anything where data privacy trumps everything else.
And the developer experience is getting really clean. You can import these models like any other JavaScript module and start generating text with maybe 5 lines of code.
Okay, but let's be honest. What are the real limitations here? Because this sounds almost too good.
Mobile performance is still rough. These optimizations work great on desktop browsers with 16 gigabytes of RAM, but a phone with 4 gigabytes, you're looking at much slower inference and potential crashes.
Right in the model quality question. A quantized model running in a browser isn't going to match GPT-4 running on H100s.
True, but for a lot of use cases, you don't need GPT-4 quality. Document summarization, code completion, basic Q&A, these smaller models are totally adequate.
I'm actually seeing this as a hybrid play. Use local inference for the fast private stuff, and fall back to cloud APIs when you need the heavy-duty reasoning.
That's smart. Best of both worlds. Privacy and speed when possible, power when necessary.
So what should people actually go build with this? I'm giving this space a solid A-, but only if you pick the right use cases.
First, install transformers.js and try running BERT locally for text classification. It's maybe 10 minutes to get working. Second, check out WebLM for the full language model experience. They've got demos running Llama models entirely in browser. And third, build something privacy first. A personal document analyzer that never uploads your files, or a code review tool that works on sensitive repositories. That's where this tech really shines. Also going on the weekend project,